Good morning, Olympic champ. How you doing?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm real good.
Awesome.
You're from Baltimore, right?
No, Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. I'm sorry. Virginia Beach.
It's okay.
Okay, and you got people in Virginia Beach that listen to the show.
Because we heard from them.
Yeah, we heard from them.
We heard from them.
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. Do your shout out to your folks in Virginia Beach. You want to shout them out?
Okay. Hey, everyone in Virginia Beach. It's Gabby Douglas. How are you guys doing? I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Love you.
And where are you going to spend the holidays? Where does an Olympic champion, what does she do for, and what does she ask for Christmas?
Well, I do want a pair of silver Sperry's. And, well, me and my family go on a vacation on
where
the
you
cruise. So, the Caribbean, the Disney Fantasy Cruise.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited. This is like, it's been a long time since we all got together and did a family vacation and just sat down and relaxed. So, I'm very excited.
So, your Virginia Beach family and your Iowa family?
No, just my Virginia Beach family.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, talk to me about how difficult it is to train to be a gymnast.
It is very difficult. I mean, going through injuries and hard work every day, and it takes a lot. It takes heart, and it takes dedication in the gym every single day. You have to go 100% in the gym every single day, whether you're tired or you're sick. I mean, you still have to push yourself. So it is.
What were some of the injuries?
Wrist fracture, very bad ankle sprain, and a hamstring strain.
Now, I saw you on with Katie Couric, and Mary Lou Retton was on. She's had two hip replacements.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah, and she has a daughter who is older than Gabby, but she has gone through, obviously, the same things. Are you fearful of that kind of thing as a result of your athleticism?
No. I mean, I've been very blessed over the past years, my gymnastics career, so I don't really think about things like that. Mainly just living life and having fun.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
So will you participate in in the next Olympics?
I am thinking about it. I am definitely going to try.
I remember seeing where Spelman was trying to recruit you to come to Historically Black Spelman College in Atlanta. Are you going to go to Spelman?
I definitely have to keep my options open, so I'm just taking one day at a time, and I'm 16, so there's still time to think about colleges.
And boys.
And all that stuff.
All that stuff, yeah. Now, what was the hardest part about telling your story in Grace, Gold, and Glory? Were there any difficult stories you had to recount?
No, I was just telling my life story and just putting to my own words in a book, and I've always wanted to write my own book, and Grace, Gold, and Glory, My Leap of Faith is, you know, my book. So I've always wanted to share my life story with just everyone and just tell them that if you're going through this, that, or difficulties, then, you know, anything is possible.
Okay, so you've achieved, you know, the Olympics. You've the gold medals. So what's your next goal?
2016.
Back to back.
Yeah. I think it would be fun to attend two Olympic Games and do more world championships or gain more international assignments and get more stamps in my passport.
Endorsements? How many endorsements do you have? And what endorsements, what products are you endorsing?
Well, I don't really handle that stuff. I'm just going along with the journey and just enjoying it, and so I have people for that.
Oh, excuse me.
She's got people, Tom.
She's got people.
Now, I'm sure people tell you what a profound effect you've had, because I remember the night watching you on the Olympics and winning and crying and things like that. How does that settle on you when people tell you what an effect your winning had on them?
It leaves me with a warm feeling in my heart, knowing that when I went to the Olympics, I could inspire everyone, young girls, boys, and it does me good. I mean, I love when people say thank you, and thank you for expressing your faith, and thank you for going out there and representing us. And it just, it's just a great feeling, and I love when people come up to me and just shake my hand and say that.
Yeah.
Well, you are a special young woman, and congratulations to you and to your mom and your family.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And I hope you get those silver sperrys, too. I really
do. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Gabrielle Douglas, her new book is out. It's called Grace, Gold, and Glory, My Leap of Faith.